That's a happening little song there, Michael. I like that one.
Thank you.
That's one of my faves, all-time faves. And title track to your CD, Days of Wonder. Great song. Now, there was a video that goes along with that.
Yes.
Right? That's, and that's the one that won the award.
Yeah,
right?
That's well, it's actually nominated for the award, and hopefully we'll be winning. I'm going back to Los Angeles October 8th, which is in a few, like, what is it, next week or something like that.
I got
to
fly
back out there, and we're going to meet at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go and meet with some of the they have what they call voters' parties, where you get to meet the producers and some of the big wigs in the industry. And
that'll be fun.
Mingle a little bit, and then they just, you know, hopefully they like what they see and hear, and you go from there, you know.
That's
but,
great.
Yeah, it'll be – well, I love the whiskey anyway. I got to play there. My son and I in the band, we played there – I think it was 2007, and we had a great time. It was just, you know, to play on the same stage as the Doors and Zeppelin and the Police and you name it, you know.
They've all been there.
Yeah.
It's
and,
an incredible
and
place.
To know that we're it was really cool, you know. It's very cool.
Incredibly cool, yeah. So, well, you're hanging with the right folk there.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's nice when you get some recognition.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People like your music, you know. It's a wonderful feeling.
Gotta be. Absolutely. When I run into folks and they say, I really like that song, or I like the video, or, you know, and especially if there's been something in one of the songs that has helped someone get through a tough time in their life, you know, which I had a friend of mine I won't mention names, but he was going through a rough time, and we were talking, and I guess he was going through a divorce or something like that, and he quoted something I had written. I think it was in the song, It's Love, you know, the part where I think I said, love cuts you loose and brings you back again. Love breaks your heart and mends it back again. And I didn't catch it, what he was saying. And then he said, you know, I know the guy that wrote what I just said to you. And I thought, oh. And I thought, well, I was flattered that he brought that up. But I was also very happy that he was able to get something out of the lyrics that helped him get through his sadness, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was really cool for me to have that happen, I think.
It's a great song.
Yeah, well, thank you. It means a lot to me because I'm no expert by any means on anything. I don't have any degrees in psychology and psychiatry and all that, but
most of the people that do are pretty clueless as well. So
sometimes I think
if that helps you,
yeah, that's what I've heard. You know. But it, you know, I'm just
what that PhD is a license to learn.
Yeah,
that's really
I think
is.
So. You know, but yeah, I just like I say, I write what I feel, you know, from my heart, and like I say, I'm not trying to tell anybody that I'm right or wrong. I just like to play my music, and hopefully someone will like it, you know.
Yeah, and it's from your heart.
Yeah.
What could be better than that? What a treasure that is.
It's a gift that we all have it, you know. It's just, I think the more that I discover it, the more I'm very thankful that I have that going on.
I like artistic expression, and through my experience here at WMOA, a lot of people come through here, they could be sculptors, or they could be artists of various kinds, sometimes musicians, but the thread that runs through that is, you know, this is a unique item that came from my heart and soul, and that to me makes it a treasure.
Oh yeah.
You know? So I collect art, I collect things that people have had some creative process, and those are things of value to me.
Me too. My mother was an artist. You know, my daughter's an artist. You know, I love the arts in general anyway. You
absolutely.
Know, I love being around creative people and that creative atmosphere. And that's one thing I love about Hollywood, California, is that creative energy there is just amazing. You know.
Yeah, you have film, you have video, you have people
everything.
In music.
Yeah.
It's from almost every kind of creative endeavor. It's kind of the hotbed. That and Nashville, two very important places. New York City coming along pretty well, too. But there are places in the country where you find those art communities.
Yeah.
And even here in Marietta, Ohio, you find a lot of that. You find a lot of gifted people.
Oh,
someone
yeah.
told me that there are more concert-grade guitarists in the Marietta-Parkersburg area than about anywhere they know, which is, you know, I would believe that, absolutely.
There really is. You know, it's interesting, you know, I tell folks that I'm from the Marietta-Parkersburg area, and, oh, yeah, that's where so-and-so, you know,
Where Sammy Hagar is from.
Well, I don't know if Sammy's from, but he used to come here a lot. I know that.
And, yeah. We used to find him every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. And then when they're around, and for a good reason, I mean, it's a beautiful place. The people are great, you know. It's just but like you say, the musicians here in this area, my golly, it's amazing how much talent really is here.
And the acting artists. Talent. You know, dear Kathy Matea.
Absolutely.
You know, she's at Cross Lanes area down in Charleston. And, of course, Jennifer Garner went to George Washington High School up there in the South Hills of Charleston. So there are a lot of folks who have made their mark in radio, television, film from around this area, which is kind of exciting to me.
A lot of talent.
To see people do well.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And the cool thing about it is that you can do well and come home and just have a, be who you are. You know, and I love that. So
it is an interesting place to be from. Let's roll up the song. It's called "It's Love," Michael Smith Band, ladies and gentlemen.
Cause it's love that cuts you loose and brings you back in.
Right song. It's Love. The Michael Smith Band here on Prime Cuts today. Michael Smith in the studio with us today. Great song. I
Thank
love
you.
That song.
Thank you. I personally like that song myself.
It's a keeper.
Yeah, it's a keeper.
I've got another one queued up here called We May Never Love Again. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I like. There's certain songs that, like we were talking earlier.
It's almost like which is your favorite child,
yeah.
Right? It's tough, isn't
there's
it?
There's certain songs that I really enjoy. I think it's when I think about, you know, when I was writing it and of course, when we would go to record it and who was involved and had the great Ron Krasinski play drums on this next song, who played with the Everly Brothers and countless other great musicians. He's and just a phenomenal drummer. Ricky Witkowski and Anthony Rankin, of course, and myself. And it was just a wonderful day in the studio, for one thing, to cut it. And then when it turned out, I felt the way I would. Ricky just took it and, you know, made it happen. You know, so I was very happy with the way it turned out. So, in the words, you know, we may never love again. You know, we all have people in our lives that we all love. Uh-huh. I hope,
yeah.
And we should not take one another for granted, because they may walk out the door and they may not walk back in. You know.
That's a heavy thought,
and that's what happens
truly. Sometimes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it does happen. And that's and I'm not trying to be negative or paint a sorry, sad picture, but life is life, and that's what this song is about. That for me to cherish, you know, the moments that we have with one another.
Yeah. And great thought.
You know, that's the way I feel about it, and that's what the song's basically about.
Let's roll it up and listen.
Cool.
There's nothing left to win when there's nothing left to lose. There's nothing but the wind. Nothing left to win. Nothing left to win. Nothing but the wind.
Another edition of Prime Cuts. Our studio guest, Mike Smith, the Mike Smith Band, here on AM 1490 WMOA, Marietta, Ohio, one of America's great radio stations.